This is a podcast version of our YouTube video. Make sure to subscribe to Outspeedia on all platforms so you don't miss any content. Now on with the show. Hi guys, and welcome to Odds on Roland Garros. We are going to analyze the odds and the tournament with Sean Calvert, a tennis expert, and also with you, of course. So leave a comment below in the comment section and you will have the chance to win a £10 free bet with Novibet. And of course, if you enjoy our videos, click on the like button, subscribe to our channel and click on the bell to get all the notifications. And now let's go on with the show. Tennis fans are very excited because the second Grand Slam of the year is here and we are gonna analyze Roland Garros with you, Sean Calvert. How are you?
Morning, yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, yourself?
Yeah, very good. Excited to see Rafa Nadal, of course, as a Spaniard, trying to win again Roland Garros, 14th title it would be for him. And Sean, he's the favorite. We saw a special edition last year. It was played in September, October. We were talking a lot about how heavy were the balls. It was cold in Paris. What do you expect about this year?
Well, I actually thought there was half a chance of him getting beat last year. Purely because it was played, as you said, in the autumn. They changed the balls. He was always a massive fan of the Babolat ball. Always gave him a lot of kick on his topspin. Changed it to the Wilson ball. I was expecting it to be a bit damp. You know, there was a few things, and he hadn't played obviously for a while with the whole pandemic situation. I just thought there might be a chance of maybe someone like a team beating him maybe that particular year. But it's not looking great. For anybody other than Nadal at the moment, to be honest.
Yeah, and especially probably after what we saw in Rome. Well, Nadal, we can see the odds for the outright market in this Roland Garros. Nadal is huge favorite. Odds are 1.83 for the Spaniard.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, he beat Djokovic in Rome. After some games, you know, we didn't see the best Nadal in Monte Carlo, in Madrid, but again, in Barcelona and in Rome, he showed us that he's the best on clay.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't play great. He hasn't been playing great, but it's one thing for him not to be playing great. It's an entirely different thing to beat him on this surface. You know, he's won Monte Carlo, he's won Rome. Those are probably the two tournaments that are played in the most similar conditions to Roland Garros, really. Madrid, you always think he's vulnerable in Madrid. Mm. Too quick with the altitude, you know yourself. Lost in straight sets, I think, to Zverev this particular year. But he wouldn't be bothered about that. Obviously, he would like to win Madrid, but he knows that the conditions aren't great from there. The court is quite tight. It's too quick. He doesn't really have the time to defend as he does at Roland Garros. You know, the conditions are just absolutely perfect for Nadal. That huge court. He can work his defense. He can work the points. He can run where he likes. He can go as far back as he likes. It's not particularly quick. It's absolutely ideal for him. That obviously goes a lot of the way to explain why he's won. I think he's on 100 wins and 2 losses at the French Open, which, you know, it's absolute madness.
Exactly.
Who's going to beat him? Who's going to beat him this year? I don't know. I think the big thing about this year is going to be the draw, because as you know, he's not going to be top seed or number 2 seed. He's going to be number 3 seed. So he could, in theory, be drawn with Djokovic, which would make Medvedev, who's only slightly better on clay than I am, in an entirely different half. But that I think that's going to be the key to this year, the draw, which is on Thursday evening.
So, well, he won 4 consecutive titles in Paris, 13 in total, as you said. His record is 100 victories, only 2 defeats. This is absolutely crazy. When we check the odds, again, 1.83 for Nadal. So you tend to agree with that. You think there is no one at this stage that you can think he can beat Nadal or in Paris?
The odds are about right. This is the price he is pretty much every year. Shade of odds on. Occasionally, when he's not been playing great, you might get a bit of 11-10 or something like that. But it's very hard to not have him as such a clear favourite. I mean, the obvious alternative is Djokovic. Again, we go back to the draw situation. If they're drawn in the same half, obviously, massive problem for Djokovic. If he avoids Nadal, then he's got a slightly better chance. Is he going to beat Nadal over the best of five at Roland Garros? Maybe, but it does seem quite unlikely. The contenders are there. I mean, there's Dominic Thiem obviously would have been the guy to look for at the French Open to potentially beat Nadal. He's got the game for it. He's got the experience now, but his form is absolutely rotten at the moment. I mean, he lost easily to Cam Norrie last week. He's missed a fair chunk of the season through injury and illness and I think a bit of malaise as well. He talked a lot about struggling to motivate himself in the current climate, the conditions, no fans, all that sort of stuff. And he's in poor form, and he's not the only one. There's some of these guys that are coming in that would have been contenders, the teams, the Schwartzmans. These guys are in awful form. Schwartzman is playing with absolutely no confidence at all. Thiem's playing with no confidence. I mean, we've got Federer here, his sixth favourite, 25-1, which is shocking odds, really. The guy's, you know, he's almost 40. He's not played for much for 18 months. He came back last week in Geneva, lost to Pablo Andujar there, and the chances of him winning the French Open are so remote, you know. And the same could be said of Medvedev. He's down here as 25-1. I'd want 200-1, probably more on Medvedev. Such is his dislike for the clays. He's completely ineffective on the surface. Complains constantly and bitterly about having to play on it. And he's the number two seed, so everyone wants to be drawn with him.
So let's go contender by contender. We have analyzed already Nadal. Djokovic's odds are 4.5 for him to win. He won the title in 2016. This season, 16 victories, 3 defeats. He won the Australian Open, as we know. And in the clay season, final in Rome, lost to Nadal, semi-final in Belgrade, last 16 in Monte Carlo. Of course, as you mentioned before, he's number one in the ATP, so probably the best rival for Nadal in this Roland Garros.
Yeah, the most likely person to win it, if it's not Nadal, is Djokovic. It's interesting actually because he's playing Belgrade this week, which is he's playing at his home club, the Novak Djokovic Tennis Center in Belgrade. This is the second tournament they've had there. There was a tournament there about a month ago. So he's actually playing the week before a Grand Slam, which is extremely rare for him. It's extremely rare for most players, but Djokovic has never been one to really overplay before a major. So it's interesting to see, or will be interesting to see, what sort of level he produces this week in Belgrade, whether he's just there purely to kind of big the tournament up at his home club. It's a little bit of a risk playing before the week before a major. So we'll see with him. He's been playing pretty well, played reasonably well in Rome. Arguably should have been beaten by Tsitsipas before Nadal got to him. In fact, he probably should. Tsitsipas should have beaten him there. His form's decent. His fitness looks decent. An obvious second choice if you're thinking of backing. You're thinking of not backing Nadal, then the obvious second choice is Djokovic. Yeah, at the moment.
Odds very well, way higher, 4.5. You mentioned before as another contender, Dominic Thiem. He played twice against Nadal in 2019 and 18, but this season he's been awful, as you said, out of form. 9 victories, 7 defeats, lost in first round in Lyon, out in the last 16 in Rome, semifinals in Madrid. His best result so far in the clay season.
Yeah, I mean, he always says himself that Madrid suits his game. Probably the best of any clay court tournament, again with the altitude, the high bounce, likes it there. But he's a player that needs a lot of matches. He's always been a guy that's a little bit of a slow starter, can work his way into seasons and tournaments. But this is probably the worst he's played on, well, certainly that I can remember recently. And on clay, he just looks completely out of sorts. He was okay in Madrid, but then it kind of went downhill a little bit. And last week in Lyon was awful. That's not to say he couldn't build his way into the tournament. If he gets a decent draw away from Nadal, a couple of relatively easy first round matches, gets a few sets under his belt, a couple of easy wins or reasonably easy wins, then he could work his way into the tournament. He did that at the US Open last year. He came into the US Open end of last season. I think he lost heavily to Krajinovic, I think, the week before the tournament before in Cincinnati, and then it went on to win the tournament. So I wouldn't completely rule him out, but at odds of 6-1, you'd want bigger than that based on what we've seen from him recently.
Probably it's easier to trust Tsitsipas at this point. Two titles this season already, Monte Carlo and Lyon, both on clay, quarterfinals in Rome with Djokovic in Madrid. He lost in the last 16. Final in Barcelona with Nadal. We saw a very good final. So the Greek is in form and he can be an alternative for Nadal and Djokovic.
Yeah, he's the one that you would say, looking at this list that I'm looking at here of the odds, looking at the main contenders, he's the one that stands out a mile in terms of the form, in terms of the way he has played. As you said, he's played against the big boys, Djokovic and Nadal, and he's played them extremely rough. Barcelona, you could certainly argue that he should have beaten Nadal that day. Let Rafa get away with it a little bit there. And similarly to with Djokovic in Rome, he certainly should have won that match. So those are the doubts that I have about him at the very highest level. Does he have that complete self-belief that guys like Djokovic and Nadal have when it comes to the very big matches, the very big points in the very big matches? Does he have that belief? Not sure. But if you're looking at the price, if you're comparing the prices of someone like Thiem and Tsitsipas, it's chalk and cheese in terms of their form at the moment. So you would certainly be in the Tsitsipas camp if you were thinking about someone that's not Nadal and Djokovic. But again, the draw is going to be huge for him. He won in Lyon. He won Lyon yesterday. Again, he even talked about nerves, being nervous before that Lyon final, which isn't something that you would necessarily associate with a Grand Slam winner. He's playing Cam Norrie in a Lyon final. Does he have that belief? We'll see. Again, odds perhaps a little bit too short for me, bearing in mind he might have to beat Nadal and Djokovic.
Yeah, he needs better nerves for sure if he wants to beat Djokovic and Nadal in Roland Garros, in the Philippe Chatrier. Probably he will be more nervous even than in Lyon. Then the... The fifth one is Zverev. Now the odds go higher and higher. 17.0, although he has already also two titles this season, Madrid. Acapulco, quarterfinals to Nadal. So he hasn't been bad, actually, at all, Zverev. And the odds are very, very high for him.
Yeah, he 16-1. I mean, he's probably the one that I would be looking at. Purely on the basis that he is 10 points higher than Thiem and Nadal in the betting. Obviously beat Nadal pretty comfortably in Madrid. Conditions there do favour him, as we talked about earlier with the altitude. Certainly helps him and hinders Nadal a little bit. He's probably the one that I would look at. He's the one that can produce. He doesn't seem to have that fear. He's beaten Djokovic and Nadal, the Federers, you know, all these guys. Definitely has the ability. Does he have the consistency or the fitness? I think there's a fitness element that does actually worry me about Zverev. He's improved that in recent years, but the thing he always used to do in Grand Slams, he always used to play 4 and 5 sets early on. By the time he got to the second week, he didn't really have a lot left. That's my concern about him. But he's got the ability, absolutely. If the weather will also play a key part, as it always does, at clay court tournaments. I had a quick look at it earlier and it looks kind of unsettled, kind of typical Parisian kind of springtime weather. Obviously there's a roof now on Châtrier, on the main court, that might help. But he's definitely got a chance. I would put him in as, at the moment, obviously pre-draw, we don't know what's happening with the draw, but I would certainly have him on your shortlist at the moment, yeah, for sure.
And the last name I'm going to throw you is Roger Federer. You talked about him before. He said recently, I'm sure I won't win Roland Garros. So I think we can absolutely rule him out of the favorites. He said that he just want to train a good Wimbledon. He played only two tournaments in Geneva and Doha. Let's see where he can arrive, no?
Yeah, I mean, if he wins this French Open, I'll come back on the show and do whatever forfeit you like. it's not going to happen. He won it once in his when he was at his best. You know, I think it was 2009 off the top of my head that he won. Nadal wasn't in it that year, if I remember rightly. And that was Federer, you know, at his best. And he's almost 40. It's just not going to happen. He's not got the matches under his belt, the fitness. I would suggest he's there to play there maybe one last time before he retires. The knee isn't the greatest at the moment. It's just not going to happen. If he makes the second week, that will be actually really good for him.
Yes, he said preparing for Wimbledon. Then these are the favorites. And then now, Sean, I'm going to throw you some names. Probably, or okay. Almost certainly, they won't win the Roland Garros, but we can still bet on them, for instance, to advance and to win games to make it to the second week. And you tell me of these players you trust most in this Roland Garros, at least to make it for the second week. I'm going to talk about the favorites, let's say, in order. We have Medvedev, Rublev, Sinner, Schwartzman, that you mentioned before, Berrettini, that made a final. Now, and Ruud, which of them, or if you can mention another one that you say, this guy is going to make it at least to the quarterfinals.
Okay. I talked about Medvedev earlier. Let's just write a big line through him. That's not going to happen. Rublev, possible. Again, what concerns me about Rublev is the mental side of it. I just don't think he's got the belief. He doesn't believe in himself against the top players at the big tournaments. He's shown that. He did actually make the Masters final. I think Monte Carlo he made the final earlier on, but again, didn't really show up in that. The big matches against the big players doesn't show up for me. I'd like to see a bit more. He's got the game. I'd like to see more from him in terms of his self-belief. Not sure it's there. Who else did we say? Sinner, fabulous potential. Probably will win this tournament one day. Not yet. He's not ready yet. 25-1. I'd want a much, much bigger price about him. He's yet to really figure in the bigger tournaments. Again, he's very young. Lots of potential. Too early. Schwartzman, I talked about earlier. I touched on him. Terrible form. Again, similarly to team, he might be able to play his way into the tournament if he gets a couple of good early matches, starts to get that confidence back. We've seen him do it before when he made the final of Rome, I think it was last season. Prior to that, I think the week before, the tournament before, he was poor and he managed to turn that around in Rome. It is possible that over these best of five matches on clay, it is possible that he could kind of play his way in through the first week and then shine in the second week. I wouldn't rule it out, but at the minute he just looks way too short because his confidence is that low. He's really in his boots at the moment. Berrettini is interesting. You mentioned Berrettini.
Yep, fine.
He was the guy I tipped at 50-1 to each way in Madrid, and very nearly won it. Mm-hmm. Got to the third set, obviously against Zverev. Just ran out of gas a little bit there in the end. But he's interesting. He's the kind of guy that does have the power. He's probably the one of the bigger prices that I would be keen on keeping on my side at the moment. He's actually quite interesting for Wimbledon as well. I think Wimbledon might suit him a little bit better. But definitely not one to rule out, Berrettini. He's got the form. He hasn't played that many matches this season because he was injured at the start of the year. So he's relatively fresh, confident. He won in heavy conditions in Belgrade at the tournament Djokovic was at about a month or so ago, beat Karatsev in the final there. Very effective in most conditions. So yeah, he's definitely one to keep an eye on. Him and Zverev are probably the two that I would have on my shortlist. Who else we mentioned? Ruud is also interesting. Won Geneva yesterday, slight altitude. What concerns me about Casper Ruud is the fitness element of it. He seems to have a problem with his wrist, whereby he'll play a tournament, he'll go deep, he'll either win it or make the final or semi-finals, and then he'll take a week off, and then he'll come back, and then he'll take another week off. I think he's nursing a problem, a kind of a long-term issue with the wrist. Mm-hmm. So I'm not too sure whether he's going to be able to go the full 2 weeks at Roland Garros in that kind of condition if he keeps having to rest. I'm not sure he's got it in him to do that at the moment. But we'll see. If that wrist suddenly improves, he's certainly a contender for the quarters or semis, I would say. But I'm a little concerned about his wrist.
Great. Then, Sean, if I didn't understand wrongly, it's better for me if I put my money in Rafa Nadal again, despite the low odds. But yeah, what can we say about Nadal and Roland Garros? I also hope that he wins it again. And it's been a pleasure. Very good to hear your analysis. And now we can place our bets safer in Roland Garros. See you very soon. Thanks, Sean.
Cheers. Thanks very much. Cheers.
You can check the odds and the stats of every given game of Roland Garros, of course, in oddspedia.com. You can follow Sean Tips and check which bookie offers you the higher odds for any game. For instance, now we can check these events of the qualification for Roland Garros. If we click on the event, João de Menezes Elias Imer, in this case, we can see all the odds and stats. Here you can see the head-to-head and also their previous games. So more info for you to place the correct bet. And also, of course, the best odds for many, many markets, not only the outright market, but also the number of sets, Asian handicap, or exact number of sets. And of course, also the WTA chart. You will find every single game and odds for the female chart. So no excuse for you to bet on tennis now. We've analyzed with Sean Calvert in depth the male draw and all the favorites, with Nadal, of course, standing out. Now, I also want you to take a look at the big favorites for the WTA draw. As usual, the women's title is much more open and we don't have big favorites. We often see big surprises in the female chart, and probably this year won't be an exception. The number one favorite in this case is gonna be Swiatek. Swiatek was the champion in 2020, and the Polish tennis player is also the favorite to lift the trophy this year. Odds are 3.75 for her. Of course, she arrived in form to the tournament in Paris after winning in Rome with the 6-0-6-0 result in the final against Pliskova. The second big favorite with odds 5.5 is Ashley Barty, who reached the final in Madrid, although she lost to Sabalenka, the number one ranking, won Roland Garros in 2019, and this year was also able to win the title in Stuttgart on clay against Sabalenka. And Sabalenka is actually the third favorite to win the trophy, odds 9.0, after winning in Madrid and reached the final in Stuttgart. For sure, she's gonna be one of the best players on clay right now, number 5 in the WTA ranking. Now she has to break the roof of the last 16 round in a Grand Slam. Then we have Muguruza, odds 10.0 for Garbiñe, who won the title in 2016, but she hasn't done a great clay season this year. She lost in Rome in the last 16 round. Also, Naomi Osaka, we have to highlight, number 2 in the WTA ranking, odds 17 for her to win the title. She never went through the third round in Paris, so the clay is not her best court. She lost in Rome in the first game and in Madrid in her second game this season. So again, clay is not her best surface. So now, actually, you can check again all the favorites to lift the trophy in Paris. This is the WTA chart, of course. Who is your favorite to win the tournament in the female section? As you saw, Sean is tipping Rafa Nadal. He is very confident that the Spaniard is going to win Roland Garros. Again, let me know what you think about this Roland Garros below in the comment section, and you will have the chance to win a £10 free bet with Novibet. Of course, if you enjoy our videos, click on the like button, subscribe to our channel, and click on the bell to get all the notifications. If you prefer, we have a podcast for you. Also, you can hear all our videos in our podcast. See you.